שלום לכם, תודה שאתם איתנו בחיים.
Hello, thank you for being with us in our educational series New Life with Dr. Rav Michael Lightman. Hello, Nitza Mazoz. Hello. We're happy you joined us, and together we want to learn from Dr. Lightman how he recommends we build our lives here in Israel as one great family, that everyone will wake up with big light in their eyes, with security in their hearts, and feel that whoever's next to him is concerned about him, will look after him, and he'll feel good about others, and we'll all embrace each other and live pleasantly instead of being in this never-ending fight for survival. And to understand his approach to Israeli society, each time we choose a certain aspect that make up our identity as an Israeli society, something from Jewish culture, and we want to understand through that, grasp this big vision of building today our society as one family. And the motive through which we want to open this new society that you recommend we build in Israel is one of the most mysterious Jewish symbols, the Book of Zohar. I want to open up from a personal place. I, as the son of the Yemenites, I remember even in my childhood, I grew up in a religious family, and I remember that in Shul they used to read all kinds of books, the Psalm of Psalms and all kinds of other sources. And I remember at some point as a child I noticed that there's a special melody, very, very gentle, that they read sometimes. I remember somehow in my childhood, and then as time went by, I understood that that melody is when they read from this book, from the Holy Book of Zohar. And so I have in my heart some place, some special place, and I remember my grandfather. I used to sit next to him for years, and when he would, even off by heart, not from a book, when he used to read or sing some text from the Zohar, I used to look and see, it's like, I don't know how to explain it, there's some magic in the air, some peace, something that's more powerful than everything, greater than everything, something good. And we'd really, really like to today in this talk to understand what's this great secret that there is in this book. What's the secret of the Zohar, Dr. Lightman, if you could tell us? Is the law of Israel, also all kinds of variations. In the Yemen's, the Yemenite read from the Zohar for all kinds of situations in life. Before you do a circumcision, say tomorrow there's a circumcision, everyone gets together and read for an hour from the Zohar. In every situation, for every moment in life, the Zohar escorts your life, through your life, every place in your life. Now we're going to read something from the Zohar. Now we'll read something from the Zohar in all different variations. But the secret around the book, the magic, is something we want to open up today and understand. Is it connected somehow to the relations between us, to the feelings flowing between us like people? What's the big secret of the Zohar? That's the question. It's a special book. Truly, it's a special book. It's a book that completely talks about the correction of a person. Part of it is also called the corrections of the Zohar, but the entire Zohar speaks about the corrected society that works in this connected network between people, that this network is called a soul. Everyone's talking about the neshama in each person, and each person thinks that his soul is what he feels, but it's just a beastly soul. And a real soul is a system, is one system for everyone, in which we're all connected to one another. The system is truly hidden from us. We don't feel the connection between us. And we need to discover this system. Therefore, the book is hidden, is talking about this hidden connection between us. And it begins to be as a book for discovering, a means for discovering this connection. And then that hidden situation becomes revealed. And this is how we go from the hidden world to the revealed world. And then we will feel like you feel how much your relatives are close to you or far from you, that there's a system, some sort of connection. If we imagine to ourselves this network of connection between us, that we're all connected in love, connection, friendship, and the correct relations and mutuality, then the book of Zohar describes it. It explains it. And also, when it explains it, its explanation is not understood to us because we're not connected. We're not positioned to it. We're in distance from it and in this oppositeness to one another. Therefore, we don't really understand what's written there. But to the extent that a person begins to correct how he relates to others and begins to discover this correct network between us, that's mutual, friendly, then what's written in the Zohar starts to be for him revealed, because he sees that that's what the book is talking about, the correct relations, corrected good relations between people. And therefore, this book is so holy. Holy means that it's different. It's really the opposite of our current nature, because we're all in our evil inclination, in our ego, that each of us only wants to see himself as greater than others, more successful, more profitable. That's our nature to begin with. Our evil inclination is what we're born with. And by our using the book of Zohar to read, to understand, that we want to get close, bring ourselves closer to the book. Not, it's like I'm taking this beautiful network and I want to put it into my corrupt network of my relations with the whole world. Just the opposite. I want to get into that same corrected system that the book is speaking of. Therefore, in the book of Zohar, there's lots of strength. You read it in all kinds of special situations as a blessing, because if we begin to use these forces as a merit, if we use it to get closer to one another, then it really helps us. There's a description of the correct network in this book. So if I want to get into this network, even if I don't understand how it's built, because it's entirely talking about relations that aren't in my nature today, it's not in me. So how can we even think about it? If I first and foremost understand that I have no choice, like today we see that we have no choice, we need to get into the new system, the nice, good system, that finally the nation of Israel, its destiny is to be one family. If in this manner I see our future, then the book of Zohar begins to be a very powerful means for correcting man's nature, to make a person that's connected to others, that can be in love by neighbor as thyself. Don't do unto others that what you wouldn't want done to yourself. All of Israel are friends. To be in mutuality, mutual responsibility, mutual guarantee, to feel as one nation in one boat, that we have to be concerned that that boat, if someone's not being concerned that everyone can drown in our ego, in this crazy sea of feelings, egoistic feelings that we're in, in this turbulent sea. It's a very strong book because it describes It's a description of the Torah, that the whole Bible also speaks about it. The whole Torah also speaks of loving your fellow man, love thy neighbor as thyself, because it's a big law. The Zohar, the description of the five books of Torah, that's it. What is the book explaining? It's explaining all kinds of types of connections between us. What in the Torah is written in a different language, first of all. In Torah, it's talking in biblical language. And in the Zohar, it's in the language of Kabbalah, but it's just an external expression of that same attitude that the Torah demands between one another. The Torah comes to correct our hearts, each and every one of us, and also the book of Zohar. It was written throughout the entire Bible. It used to be a very big book. What's left for us out of the entire book of Zohar is just the small part of it. There's all kinds of parts that aren't connected to one another. We are aware of this. It comes to us from our history, how this book went through all kinds of things. This book is clear. It was already clear when the book was written that it's going to be hidden. It's in a situation that it's not being used, because the need for using the book has to be only at the end of Galut, of exile, that we begin to discover the correct connection between people, because the world is discovering that it has to be corrected, that it's in a crisis. The connections between people, relations, it's not just a crisis in economy or something, but rather the fact that we are beginning to discover today that the problem is in man's nature, that this is actually the source of all the bad in the world, that in the world there's all good. We're the only ones that have an egoistic nature, and that's why we can't divide all the abundance between us. We can't live in security. We can't arrange our lives in a pleasant manner that we'll have today, tomorrow, for our grandchildren, etc. So when we discover in the world this necessity, then the Book of Zohar also becomes revealed. Therefore, the use of the Book of Zohar today, I see that it's beginning to be more and more popular. I see it in people having courses among secular and synagogues. It's not like it was 30 or 40 years ago, even, that this book was still would awaken some fear in people, like warning, leave it on the shelf, maybe on some shelf. It'll be like a blessing on the home. It'll add value to the home, but not they wouldn't use it. They wouldn't read it to try to understand it more. Nowadays, there's lessons from the Book of Zohar more and more. We see that it comes from the people, also from the secular part and also the religious part. There's like an inner demand, and there's no block between us and the Book of Zohar that we had through all the years of exile. It's because we feel that this book has to give us an answer. It's a merit. It gives us special force that if we correct our hearts through it, if we have a good attitude to one another, then this book opens up. We begin to understand what network we're talking about, what attitude. There's all kinds of names, stories. And And then through these interpretations and stories, I begin to understand what the book is speaking about, what forms of connection, relations. And these forms are called the upper world. Why the upper world? Because it's a network. What's our world? Our world is a connection between the 4 degrees, inanimate, vegetative, speaking, from the single atoms to the molecules, to a piece like our body, and the psychological situations, the relations between us and between everyone at all these levels, how they influence one another, how they're connected in one network. This is how the Book of Zohar speaks of this connection, but corrected, that the entire system reaches mutual completion. Mutual completion, the correct, comes through love. Love is the highest degree of participation. That I feel lackings, desires of my fellow man, and I'm prepared to fill them. I'm prepared to look out for the completion of each person, their passions, whatever they want, I'm prepared to give it. I only need what I need to exist. Allow me just to exist, and everything else, I'm prepared to give my whole life to be part of, to be pleasantly living with everyone. This is the ideal situation through this current crisis. The nature is advancing us to this situation. And then the Book of Zohar is being revealed as a means through which we can change our nature from receiving to taking advantage, stealing, controlling, to the opposite. Until we reach love, meaning merging, the good merging, mutual merging between everyone. And the book speaks of this is the final format we must reach from the side of nature. Just like we advance throughout our history, throughout evolution or development, we reached the egoistic development through many, many generations, thousands and thousands of years. We reached a state where today we want to get out of our ego. We see that it grew into a situation that we can no longer exist in. It started to show itself as the angel of death. And then we have to get rid of it. Otherwise, it's going to kill us. It's also written in the Zohar how this angel of death at the end of the sword, he gives us this drop of death. It's bitter, but we have no choice. We have to accept it. Otherwise, I don't feel that I'm alive. And how I transform the angel of death to a holy angel, transform the bad to good, only by changing the attitude between us. That's why the book was revealed in the last few dozen years. This wall was broken down between us and the Book of Zohar. Today we're starting to read it, to disseminate it, to sell it in all kinds of stores, to learn it, all kinds of courses. It doesn't matter how they explain it or study it. The main thing is that there is a connection to the source itself. And then, like kids read stories, but grow up through this. And then gradually, I hope that humanity will discover it as quickly as possible this special force that's in this book that can change us. At the beginning of the show, I explained how, as a child growing up in a Yemenite family, how I began to feel this magic of the Zohar, and I'd be happy to hear from my friend Nitza Mazuz, who didn't grow up in a religious home. What do you know about the Zohar? What makes you curious about the Zohar? You have an opportunity to tell a person who feels the book from inside. First of all, the general feeling, there's this perception that it's a book that awakens in us. There's like mystery around it. We look at it like some secret, something that's even a bit scary. Still, a lot of people think that way, that they're deterred from opening it. They can maybe go crazy from opening it. What's the source of these beliefs? There's a book that you're explaining as talks about the correction, the connections between us, love between people. How is there so much stuff around it? It has nothing to do with the internalness of the correction. Because, look, if I am a healthy person, and now I'm getting some strong antibiotics, so it harms me. That's clear. The medicine has to be exactly against the disease. If the disease hasn't broken out yet, hasn't reached a state that there's medicine for it, then the medicine is poison. If they haven't ripened enough to receive the medicine, that's why the Kabbalists themselves, those that know the internalness of the book, what it's talking about and who it's for everyone. But to the extent that people will begin to feel that their ego is a destructive force, and they have to change it. They have to reach love of others at any price. Otherwise, we have no right to exist. We can only open the book. Now that they're already opening it, that's already the beginning of getting to know it. But still, it's not exactly for the sake of correcting the heart. But all the years, 2,000 years that this book exists, from the day that it was written till today that it's becoming revealed, it had to be a mystery. Only special people would use it, that felt in their heart that they have to correct themselves, and then they went to the book. The book used to go through people from generation to generation, and others would just hear about it, that there's such a thing, the Book of Zohar. Somewhere there, and nobody actually saw it. There were people like in the Yemenites that used the book. I remember my grandfather was very religious. He was a butcher. For sure, he never saw this book, and he never touched it. He was also litai, you have to carry out this and this and that, and he's very strict, nothing beyond that. Therefore, that's what I understood. As much as I understood when I was little, to do as it says in the book in front of you, Shulchan Aruch and the prayer book. That's it. You don't need anything else. Therefore, it's a bit different than being secular. I knew about it a little bit. That was actually all my Judaism, the Shulchan Aruch and the Siddur, the prayer book, not like Oren. Not like Oren who heard about it. I didn't hear about it till I got to Israel. Until here I started to really understand what the significance of the Torah is. What's special about Israel? It's the source of the gap between us to other nations. If not for the Torah, we'd be from the beginning like all the other nations. The Torah puts between us like a wall. It closes us in inside and says, that's you. You're very different from others. So I began to take an interest when I was like 30. What's this Torah? Why is it so special? And when you use it, the Islam or Christianity, there are all kinds of different branches. There's lots of branches in each religion. What does it want to say exactly? And then I began to discover the internalness of the Torah, that at its foundation, it's love thy neighbor as thyself. And then I was surprised to discover this. What's the connection between love thy neighbor as thyself and what we see as a result of the use of the Torah? It means to differentiate between people, distance people, and not connect people. And then I got closer and closer to the internalness. I approached it, and then I understood that only if a person has a great need to change himself, to ask, what's the point of my life, that I have to reach something that talks about the source of my life. I don't want to continue living like this, like I lived. The sign today of depression, desperation that we see in the world, that we've lost the taste, the motivation for living. Then here the Torah comes to give a person an answer, that you live to reach the correct network through which you feel the unlimited world. And it's really incredible that through love we can only do it. Because if I reach this love connection between everyone, I don't feel myself, I feel everyone. And then it's like I'm coming out of myself toward everyone. And then I feel that nothing is limited, nothing's pressuring, nothing's limiting me or other people. I'm with everyone in a system of freedom. I feel that I exist in an eternal manner, complete manner, because I'm part of a system that exists outside of me. It's like I came out of my creature outward, emotionally, and I live in everyone. And that is actually what the Torah allows us to do. But it's only for those people that begin to think about it, to think, to feel that they are truly like in a prison inside their body, that they're missing something, that something's bad, it's not enough. Today, we're getting closer to that throughout the world. Therefore, the Book of Zohar is becoming revealed as a means for correcting a person's heart to come out of himself toward love, and then he'll feel the upper world, this integral system. Nitza, go ahead. My first physical meeting with the Book of Zohar was about 10 or 12 years ago. I was sitting in my office where I work, and then a friend came from work with 5 books of Zohar, and he handed them out to some people in the office. And he came into my office and he said, here, take the Book of Zohar. And I said to him, what do I do with that? And he said, put it here. It's to protect you for good relationship, health, success. It's been on my shelf for a few years. Why am I telling you this? Because I think, actually, this is what we think about this book. We see that it has some kind of force of protection over our house, our relations, our business. Is there truth in that? Is there any truth? Yes, but not in the book itself, not the papers that are binded together nicely, but rather a person's attitude. So you mean the minimal amount of connection to the book, not to the book. You don't know, but you want to hold it because it's some type of salvation. means of salvation. I see it as a means of some kind of blessing, then it influences me, yes, in a very, very small, minor way. But if, God forbid, something happened to you, and you'd remember that this book has to give you something, then you'd maybe put it closer to you, maybe under your pillow. Maybe you'll take it in your bag like people take the Psalm of Psalms, Tehillim. Something that would help. I want to be connected to it. If it helps me, I want it to be closer to me, next to me. And that's how we do it. That's how we're getting closer to it. That's why I'm very happy that I saw to the extent that this book was very, very far from everyone, and today it's completely different. I used to live 30 years in Bnei Brak. I would see very extreme situations where people didn't want to have anything to do with Kabbalah books or Zohar books because it can be damaging, etc., and how suddenly from the inside this change started of all the Kabbalah books, the Ari, Zohar, they sell it in stores and in all the stores. The fact that it doesn't suit those faiths to touch Kabbalah, or maybe just morality. And today they're giving courses and they're studying, they're reading at least. What's the difference between this holy book and the other holy books that we have in our Jewish bookshelf? The thing is the expression, first of all. To express the general system in which we're connected in an ideal manner through love, connection, merging, this perfect integration. That's called the end of correction of a person, the end of our development that we're obligated to reach. It has to exist in this manner in the world, and we're getting close to it. We see that it's all happening. We see it's ahead of us. How the whole world is going through phases and going like it says in those books. But in the expression of this approaching the perfect format, in this process that we have to go through and all of nature has to go through, there's four languages. The language of the Bible, Tanakh, Torah, Nevi'im, Ketuvim, that also talks about the process we have to go through. And also there, it's not clear to us because what's the connection between these historical stories or what the angels said, etc., or the wise ones, to what's written in the Midrash, to what's written in the language of the Gemara, Halakha, and between what's written in the language of Kabbalah. It's completely different languages. All of them are actually explanations of the Torah, of the Bible. The Torah, the Chumash, that's the foundation. So they all explain how actually what the Torah is talking about. And they also don't explain so much, but they have parts that are clearer or less clear, but all together, like it is written, love thy neighbor as thyself is a great law in the Torah. It includes everything that's written. And in these languages, there's time, special time for acting out. There was a period where it was more of a Tanakh period. There was a period that was a Talmud Gemara period. Mishnayot. There was an era of Midrash. And the Zohar also, was written in the language of the Midrash. And then afterward, during the time of the Ari and onward, the language of Kabbalah came along. It's written about the connection between us in all different shapes and forms. So the language of Kabbalah talks like physics, about the forces, force of reception, bestowal, how we need to connect between us through a network that connects us. And now this network is becoming revealed, and we need to understand what's working in the system. We're like in a spider web in the system. And then between us, there's parts that are accelerating the connection, that are weakening the connection, or changing the connection between us, or starting to separate the connection between us, divide it into all kinds of directions, etc. There's a very great network. This is called the upper world. What do you mean the upper world and to do with this? The correct connection between us. That's above. That's the upper. We don't understand it now. We're just acting as we act. Therefore, that's why we have the general crisis now, the global crisis. This network is becoming revealed between us, but us and our relations, we don't match this network. Therefore, we feel confused. So we want to correct something, and we're not capable. We see, I read every single day, people who activate the system, especially economics, finance, they say, we don't know what to do. They really admit it, that they're in a network, in such a network, that they don't know how to activate. We don't know how to activate even employees inside some business. We can't even activate because there's a connection between people. It's very different. It's new. People have lost motivation. They have no strength to work. Relations, confused relations in the family. It's clear to us a long time ago that people are getting divorced, distancing themselves from another. Kids don't feel belonging to their parents. These relations that were so clear before, that they existed either from a natural emotion, parents, kids, relatives, my parents, my grandchildren, a few generations living together in one family, it's all coming apart. Also in nations, they're going. Truly, immigration from country to country, everyone's getting all mixed up. Today, everyone lives in some place that they choose for themselves. They have no connection to their people, their country, to their land so much. But rather, everything's becoming one big mess. We're losing the natural old network that we used to have. And these are very powerful symbols. We never existed like this. Today, it's a wonder how it happens. We see a big penetration of the Arab world into all these areas in the world. China suddenly was always closed off in their own country. They were inside the Chinese wall. Suddenly, there's millions, hundreds of millions going out of China to all directions. What are we seeing? We see that the world is losing the old network of connection. And it's good. It's a transition period. That's why we feel very confused. We don't know what to do. People want to behave according to the old rules, and they no longer work. So they're afraid to touch anything. And here, that's why the wisdom of Kabbalah, and especially the Book of Zohar, is becoming revealed. That explains altogether this new network of connection between us. So the Zohar is becoming close to us. We don't even know why. And that's how it's becoming revealed, that suddenly I begin to want to find something in this book. And it's really like this. I feel inside, I don't even know where, that this book carries in it, it has some solution in it for the future. That's why the attitude to it is so different. I want to ask you, this book is, this whole subject is so curious, I'm afraid I'm not going to be able to ask all my questions. It raises so much curiosity. You know the book and study it. It says that in the book we have all the secrets of the universe. You said everything acts according to what is this existence? It's this network between us, the connections between the degrees, inanimate, animate, vegetative, human, especially humans, because that's the highest level of connection in nature. But below it, there's the animal kingdom, the plant kingdom, all the four degrees have to come into harmony, come into balance, peace. And it all depends on a person. And that's why all of nature, it behaves with us, the inanimate, animate, vegetative. What's happening? We'll see it almost as total destruction. Scientists are already talking about the fact that we can't stop it. We're truly in a logical manner, natural manner, the old way, let's say. Even stop the gases emission and the ocean and everything, it won't help you. We're not capable with any of our acts to do anything in the world. All this ecology and preservation of nature, nothing will help. Because it comes to obligate us to connect correctly between us, so that in this correction between us, in the upper level, at the level, human level, will influence all the other levels, inanimate, vegetative, animate, and we'll take them into account, we'll connect them together, and then all of nature will become healthy. Give us one secret from the Zohar. We have to get into the integral education. That's the whole secret. All the secrets are revealed in a person that begins to connect properly with others. Then he begins to see this network. And it has all the laws in it. It's all inside a person. Outside a person, you won't find anything. What do you want to discover? What secrets? What happens after death? Leave your body now. Throw yourself onto others. What does that mean? What does that mean? Get out of your body. Connect to your life in such a manner that you're living among them in the connection between everyone and not inside yourself. And then what will happen? Then you'll begin to feel the world above life and death, bodily life and death. Hang on. You explained to us, this is what I understood, that there was a network that we had until now, the old network, you called it, the natural network. And natural for our world. And now we reach some era, some upgrade. It's as if we need to rise up to the next level. We existed in the network between us at the inanimate level for billions of years. And then billions of millions, hundreds of millions of years at the vegetative level, and then tens of millions of years at the animate level, and a few million years at the speaking human level. The speaking level is not about talking. It has to do with the animal kingdom, but we... How can we put it? We're a bit more developed. I wouldn't say in a good direction or development, but still. That's it. We have these degrees, inanimate, animate, and that's called nature. And throughout our evolution, we advanced through the forces of nature that activated us from inside. I don't know what I'm going to want in another moment or tomorrow in another 10 years and what's going to happen in history. And what happened in history, I could say this or that, it doesn't matter. It happened already. But I'm activated by nature from the inside. And through this nature, this is what brought us to today. And it all happened as inanimate, vegetative, animate. And the degree of human is not in nature. It's me as a living, as the speaking degree. And I also look after my existence, my surroundings, my family, etc. I look after myself in a situation that I'm alive. From birth until death. That's it. Now, there's another special degree that's called a man that resembles the eternal and perfect nature. And that same format we need to arrange for ourselves, to buy, to build. And that same form is that we ourselves do all kinds of acts, inclinations, efforts, to connect between us as the entire round nature. To bring us to that, we feel that nature is applying pressure to us and saying, people, you are already, you can't exist like you used to. The old system doesn't work anymore. And then, since it doesn't work, you have symbols in your entire life, everything that you're doing in this world, in education, culture, family life, your Medicare, security, all those systems no longer work. Meaning, we're being revealed in front of us some kind of lack of activation from nature on the one hand, and what's being revealed on the other hand, coming toward us, we're the next situation where we're connected to one another. That's what we're discovering, that all of humanity is all connected, the global world, we're all dependent on one another, whether we want to or not, there's no choice, we're discovering, and more, meaning from the side of the old system, we are coming apart. From the side of the new system, we're still not connecting, because to connect in the new system, we need to get organized. We need to organize ourselves. We need to change ourselves so that we'll have our own urge, our own desire to connect like this new system that's getting closer to us presents itself. It presents itself that we have to all, if we're dependent on one another, we have to have this good dependence. And here we have no choice, because we don't want to have this good dependence. If there's no choice, then maybe I'll give up everything, because life and death, there's no choice. I'll share with you. I'll want to be pretty to you, nice to you, because they can obligate me to do everything through suffering, but it's only through suffering. Can we do it without suffering, get closer to this degree? Because the suffering can be very great. And then it turns out that I now have a choice. I can see the system that's being revealed in front of me. Never in my history did I reveal such a great future before me. And now I can. Now all of humanity actually is in the same situation of lack of choice. They don't really grasp it yet, but they're not really aware of it yet. But we're in a situation where we need to choose. Either we're not doing anything, and then nature will give us blows as usual and advance us each time through pressures and suffering to the new system, and will obligate us right up to loving one another, to being considerate of one another. What suffering do I have to get to start looking after my fellow man? Suffering, blows, you mean, it means I don't understand the laws of the system, so I feel bad at every realm. So I feel bad, I'm suffering. It's in everything. It's in health, food, security, threats, everything. Every bad thing that can be revealed to my desire, because at the end of the day, I'm a desire to enjoy. And then they can work on me in a very simple manner. Either I receive Either I receive blows and I run to run away from them and I have nowhere to run to, I can only connect with everyone in a good way. And we see that if, God forbid, there's a war or something, we begin to connect. So here, there can be much greater blows to force us to be considerate of one another. Or we, through the book of Zohar, begin to discover our ability to reach that same necessary format. We have no choice in this, but to advance toward it willingly, with a good intention, without feeling blows, that it will attract me. It will pull me. Suddenly I'll feel I have a good partner for life, and in him, and in others, and in the connection between us, that we could build a very nice system. And I see that truly, where was my brain before? Why can't we be like this? And even more so, that I'll look after everyone, and then everyone will look after me. Then I will get out of I won't have any worries. If I'm only worried about others and not worried about myself, then I feel free. Suddenly I discover myself living in space, in freedom, in all directions. I just have to look after other people. Let's say I'm fantasizing, right? I only look after others, and they all look after me. I don't need to think about anything, like a baby in his mother's hands. That's it. I begin to understand this principle, and that it's possible. And nature forces me. It's also a necessity, and it's also desirable. And then the Zohar becomes, for me, an asset, because it can pull me to those same advanced, beautiful situations through which I will rise above this world. All the blows and issues and dirt and everything to the spiritual world. What's spiritual? That's nice with mutual love. Then we begin to feel this network of connections between us as stronger than what each person feels their body. Because if I... There's some type of psychological transition here, very special, that if I psychologically begin to feel others, if I begin to be concerned about them like a mother, then she doesn't feel herself. She's always inside her kids. Then I, to such an extent, am in them, and they are giving me such a sense of security and filling that I'm not thinking about myself, that I disconnect from my creature. It can die, and I won't feel that I'm dead. Because in the meantime, I acquired the emotions of everyone. I came out with all my feelings, with all my desire, outward of myself. And then I reached the upper world, it's called, to eternity. And that's how the degree of I disconnect from the animal level and I connect with the human level, which is a virtual degree where we exist without a sense of time, place, distance, nothing. That's the next degree. That's our next degree. That's why our technologies are developing toward that, and physics are talking about it, and biologists, everyone. We're starting to hear it from the side of science, but the book of Zohar explains to us how to implement it and takes us toward that. It escorts us, it pulls us toward that same situation of giving ourselves over to humanity. Because I do that, humanity helps me to disconnect from my creature and rise to the speaking level. That's our close future. So is this book only meant for the Jews or for the whole world? So here, there's another problem. that we as Jews need to implement it on ourselves, first of all. That's called being the priests, and then be a light unto the Gentiles to teach the nations of the world how to reach it, because the entire world has to become as one. You said before that in the Zohar it is written that we're all as one soul, that same system of connection between us, where we all come out of it and our bodies remain there at the animal level, and we're in this single system that's called the speaking level, the human level. It's one system, and it's all called man. That's what we learned. That's what we read in the Torah, in the Bible, that there was a system like this. There was a person, and he broke. He went through all kinds of things, and we're all human. We're all parts of that same system that's rotten, that was thrown out of heaven. They took him down from that degree where they were one system. And then all of us, each of us, are a particle of that same man. And we need to return to connect ourselves in the good way to that same system. And then we go back to being human beings. Another question. They say that the Book of Zohar can bring a person blessing, luck, open up everything that's missing. How can we do it that it will succeed in the maximum way? We need the integral education. How? We need to open. We need to realize this. Will the Zohar bring us abundance? Will it unblock us if you use it in the correct framework, which means that now you build the right attitude and with people, you build the right attitude between you to be similar to that same man, that in this framework he'll bring love between everyone, inspiration, merging with everyone, love thy neighbor as thyself, that you'll want it to grow between you. Then when you open the Book of Zohar, for it to happen, it will happen. Another question. You said in your explanations about the Book of Zohar, you said nobody understands what it says in it. And if I do 1 + 1, then I understood like this. Tell me if I'm wrong. My nature is to think about myself. And Nitsa. Okay, we won't talk about Nitsa. My nature is to talk about myself. So if I open the Book of Zohar, I don't understand what it says. Then it's like the secret of the Book of Zohar is that you can't understand anything. It's because I'm closing it. Not with my hands, with your heart. You don't understand what it says there. It talks about love. I understand that I love myself and I fill myself. That's called love. So as long as I'm in self-love, a normal person loves himself, the book is closed. That's why it's a secret book. So that's the point. Yeah, that's it. So what's the point? So it'll always remain secret? To the extent that you correct your heart, then it will open up. You'll begin to see in it the correct system of relations, and it will be a study book for you. According to that, you'll advance in your life. So another question. If I look at our society in Israel, you're talking about love. And love is a good thing, but if we land here for a second, we're all full of conflict, sectors here, they're eating one another, not just socially, at every level. You described it well. The question is, what does it say in the Zohar? Does it take us to some good place or not? Only to connect to the mutual connection without any account for myself at all. So why in the meantime does it look like everything's falling apart? Are you using the Zohar correctly? I'm not using the Zohar. I'm saying you know the Zohar. I don't know the Zohar. There it says everything you said. The whole plan, all the stages. And right now it's a destructive black stage. Is there something good at the end? At the end, everything reaches a single integral system that's complete. One soul that's called man. And this system is what we need to reach. That's it. All of us. All of us will feel ourselves there, above life and death, above everything. We'll live there in an eternal manner, in these emotions. This is how we exist. in a virtual manner. So I see the Zohar made you an optimistic person. Of course, I feel it. I live it. I'm enjoying it. And what about Israeli society? I want everyone to enjoy it. What am I sitting here for? I want to give it to everyone. I want everyone to connect to the book and to this whole system that we'll all discover where it's worth it for us to be. So our time is up. One last sentence. It says in the Zohar that through the book of Zohar, we get out of exile. Out of exile to this beautiful upper system, from exile from our world to seeing that other system. Let's hope that we reach love thy neighbor as thyself and we'll feel ourselves in eternity and perfection. The book of Zohar is actually that same power, that instruction booklet that will help us get up there. Amen. Thank you, Rav Lyman. Thank you, Nitza. Thank you for being with us. Until next time, all the best.